If these are the last days, and they are, then righteous men and women will be under a constant onslaught of the devices and connivances of wicked men, and they are. Of the Antichrist, God prophesied by the great prophet Daniel the following in chapter 7, verse 25, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. In this barrage of wicked words and deeds, the love of many shall wax cold." Jesus said in Matthew 24, 12 and 13, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Believers, it is time to run the race, with all your might. It's time to sharpen the sword of the Lord. It's time to put on the armor of God. It's time to stand fast and to keep rank. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" Dear visitor, have you been born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit? Would you like to be one of God's chosen few? Would you like to truly have life and have it more abundantly? Would you like for today to be the best day of your life and for tomorrow to be better? God said, man said, has good news for you. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. A special note here to the redeemed. If you are unhappy with your spiritual commitment and progress in the cross, or sense that there has been a falling away within you, click on the Further with Jesus and renew your vows and your commitment unto the Lord. God's light and truth will shine upon you. It's time to start marching. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 139, 14 through 16, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee, when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." God said, Romans chapter 1, 18 through 23, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. They became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beast and creeping things." Man said, according to prominent evolutionist Alan Guth in astronomy under the heading Cooking Up a Cosmos, so in the inflationary theory, the universe evolves from essentially nothing at all, which is why I frequently refer to it as the ultimate free lunch. Now the record. The facts of science do not drive evolution and its purported billions of years of history, but man's theories, couched in his evil deeds, do. Jesus said in John chapter 3, 19 and 20, "And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." God said, man said, addressed the concept of billions of years versus God's 6,000 numerous times. In the feature Young, 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 we find the following concerning an article published by the magazine Science, written by Ann Gibbons. The title of the article is "Calibrating the Mitochondrial Clock." Ann Gibbons reports, "Mitochondrial DNA appears to mutate much faster than expected, prompting new DNA forensic procedures and raising troubling questions about the dating of evolutionary events. In 1991, Russians exhumed a Siberian grave containing 9 skeletons thought to be the remains of the last Russian Tsar, Nicholas II, and his family and retinue who were shot by a firing squad in 1918. But 2 bodies were missing, so no one could be absolutely certain of the identity of the remains. And DNA testing done in 1992 expected to settle the issue quickly, instead raised a new mystery. The mystery concerning dates relating to the clock rate. It appears that mutations occur at a much more rapid rate than had been imagined. Although there seems to be considerable debate about the cause of the faster rate has been verified by independent investigations. Again, Gibbons says, regardless of the cause, evolutionists are most concerned about the effect of a faster mutation rate. For example, researchers have calculated that mitochondrial Eve, the woman whose mtDNA was ancestral to that in all living people, lived 100,000 to 200,000 years ago in Africa. Using the new clock, she would be a mere 6,000 years old. End of quote. God's Word teaches us that the earth and its universe was created by God in 6 literal 24-hour days just over 6,000 years ago. God's Word speaks of us and says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. The following excerpts are taken from R.O. Muncaster's book, Examine the Evidence. The human body contains 10 to the 28th power atoms. 10 to the 28th, that means 10 with 28 zeros after it, more than all the stars in the universe. Isotope studies indicate that 90% of our atoms are replaced annually. Every 5 years, 100% of our atoms are replaced. In the last hour, 1 trillion of your atoms have been replaced. In a lifetime, a heart beats 2.5 billion times, never stopping to rest. In a lifetime, 60 million gallons of blood are pumped through your body. A red blood cell runs around your body 200,000 times over 120 days, only to be destroyed in the spleen on the 200,001 trip. Think about that. It goes 200,000 times, and then 200,001, it's over. Your body has 60,000 miles of blood vessels, the equivalent of 2.5 times around the earth. The number of red blood cells in your body, if laid end to end, would circle the earth 4 times. Billions of white blood cells die every time you get a fever so that you may live. You breathe about 23,000 times each day, and the quantity of air you breathe each day weighs about 22 pounds. The small air sacs in your lungs, the alveoli, if cut apart and laid flat, would cover half a tennis court. The lung cilia that sweep mucus up the trachea vibrate at a rate of about 1,000 times per minute. The eye is so intricate and complex that there is only one chance in 10 to the 78th power, that's 10 with 78 zeros after it, that any 2 humans could have the same characteristics. It would take a minimum of 100 years of Cray supercomputer time to simulate what takes place in your eye every second. Let me read that again. It would take a minimum of 100 years of Cray supercomputer time to simulate what takes place in your eye every second. In the retina, there are 120 million rods for dim night and peripheral vision, and about 7 million cones for color and detail vision. The eye can distinguish millions of shades of color. The ear has a million moving parts. In addition to its complex hearing system, the ear has over 100,000 motion-detecting hair cells that allow us to maintain balance in motion. Your nose can determine 10,000 different smells. Your body has 450 touch cells per square inch. There are estimated to be 100 billion neurons in your brain. Each neuron is estimated to have 10,000 branching fibers connecting it with other neurons. The brain has the capacity to store the amount of information contained in 25 million books. That's 8 million more than are in the U.S. Library of Congress. The brain makes about 1,000 trillion computations per second. Let me read that again. The brain makes about 1,000 trillion computations per second. All of the above and much, much more, just from one tiny DNA molecule that somehow knew exactly how to build and what to do for a particular person. Your body is vastly more complex than all manufacturing facilities in the entire world together. The idea that the body's vast microbiological complexity could have evolved from a simple bacterium exceeds belief. Where did all the information come from? End of quote. Concerning evolution, former U.S. Surgeon General C. Everett Koop said, "When I make an incision with my scalpel, I see organs of such intricacy that there simply hasn't been enough time for natural evolutionary processes to have developed them." End of quote. Time and chance just won't do. God's word says fearfully and wonderfully, and of course, it's the truth. God said, Psalms 139, 14 through 16, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuous were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." God said, Romans chapter 1, 19 through 23, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beast, and creeping things." Man said, according to prominent evolutionist Alan Guth in Astronomy under the heading Cooking Up a Cosmos, "So in the inflationary theory, the universe evolves from essentially nothing at all, which is why I frequently refer to it as the ultimate free lunch." Now you have the record.